non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. 800-670-2142. That's 800-670-2142.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Kristen Agopian Show. Shout outs from everybody here in Studio B as we connect with our syndicated stations coast to coast via the BizTalk Radio Network. Greetings to you all, especially Mitchell Meeks and Kathy Tarver, super fans listening in from the SuperTalk Mississippi Network. This week's show is brought to you by our caring sponsors at National Treatment Centers. Guys, this particular spot that we're running is getting some amazing play and amazing responses. And you know why? Because everybody out there, everybody knows a family that is fighting the effects of today's substance abuse epidemic. And that's what it is. It's an epidemic and it has to be treated like one. Maybe it's your family tree that's battling it or someone you love. And if that's the case, guys, pick up the phone. Get the ball rolling on kicking that problem right where it lives. Get it out of your lives by calling the professionals at 800-287-7891. That's 800-287-7891. The number's on our website as well at brilliantfrugalliving.com. Make it happen, guys. Help the ones you love. Put that chapter behind them. Put it in the rearview mirror. They're the ones that can help. All right. Sitting here. Other topics, other subjects. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Coffee in hand, looking out the window at another, it's getting darker earlier, but what are you going to do? Another gorgeous November ahead of us here, laid out in front of us. And the Halloween candy is pretty much just wrappers at this point. The kids did it proud, though. They really did. It was really something. We are firmly in November territory, and we're thinking about Thanksgiving. And I am already dazzled. Not only by all of the, it's as if Thanksgiving doesn't even exist. We're just seeing all Christmas stuff out there and the holiday stuff. And you know what? I know it's totally girly, but I love all of the Christmas stuff. I will never get tired of it. I have zero complaints with putting that stuff out, you know, by, 12:01 a.m. on November 1st. I'm perfectly cool with that. But we do have a Thanksgiving, a marvelous, amazing, so many things to be thankful for, Thanksgiving to prep for in the meantime. And I am already completely dazzled by incredible hosts and hostesses out there who are sending me emails with pictures of last year's Thanksgiving, recipes with like 35 ingredients for their favorite dishes. I am dazzled. You guys are my heroes. Around here, so we're doing Thanksgiving at our house again this year. Love having the family in. I got my nieces and nephews coming in. It's just, we got my folks coming in, my sisters coming in, brothers-in-law coming in. It's awesome stuff. But long gone are the days where I used to freak out. I used to freak out with a capital F and a capital out. I used to freak out at the thought of doing Thanksgiving. And you know why? Because we all have role models in our life that put on this spectacular Thanksgiving, right? My mom, who is like holiday ninja woman, she's like, you know what she is? She's like a Southern mom, but she's from South Dakota, which I consider to be a Southern mom. South Dakota counts because she has got these ninja entertaining skills that I'm thinking skipped a generation. My enthusiasm is there. It's just my talent that is somewhat lacking. And she never flipped out. She was always cool as a cucumber when she was putting all this stuff together. Like she's doing the side dishes over here and checking out the turkey, everything else. Now, that skipped a generation. I can only hope my kids have picked up on some of that. So if you were anything like me, and if you're hosting, or if you're going to someone else's house for whatever you want to help out, here's what we're talking about today. putting on a Thanksgiving without losing your mind, without losing your wallet, without your blood pressure going into some scary medical book record books kind of things. That's what we're talking about today. So raise your hand out there if you are hosting Thanksgiving and you're saying to yourself, you know what, I don't want this to be like past years where I'm flipping out, I'm not really enjoying it. Here's how we're going to do this. And here's the biggest part. We are all feeling a little more flush in the wallet. It is a magnificent thing. Don't overspend on your Thanksgiving. Here's how we do it. Step one, in no particular order, but we're going to step one. The main course is what we're talking about here, because chances are excellent. I mean, not everybody, but a lot of people out there do a roasted turkey as part of your Thanksgiving. Whatever you do, don't overspend for it, okay? Hit your grocery store the week before Thanksgiving, where sales, I don't know where you are, you know, nationwide, wherever you're listening from, sales are going to hit their peak the week before Thanksgiving. With any luck, you're going to see prices hovering maybe around, you know, 99 cents a pound, maybe even less. I've heard about 79 cents a pound. It's a beautiful thing. I am even seeing stores, I love this, offering a free turkey when you spend $100, which blows me away. I mean, who's not going to spend $100 for Thanksgiving? So take a look, you know, Google it, see if there's any stores near you that are offering a free turkey. If you're like, you know, if you spend $100 or more, some people are saying, hey, you know what? We've got that free turkey in exchange for $100 worth of groceries kind of thing, but the turkey's going to be too small for our table. Well, guess what? Take the turkey, throw an easy, you know, ham in there with it, and you're going to be a hero in your family tree. All right, never turn down a free turkey. It's all good. When it comes to deciding what size to get, people are sending me these notes, these amazing, especially the Southern cooks out there, the absolute gems, the ninjas of cooking out there. They're sending me pictures where they have maybe, you know, eight people over for Thanksgiving, and they get like a 25-pound turkey, which is magnificent in the pictures, but could be just a wee smidgy little big. Here's what size you get. This is 100%, you know, proofed out. It's all good. This will work for you. 1 pound per person if it's a kid, if it's a adult, if it's a senior citizen, if it's, you know, whoever it is, whatever eating appetite amount, doesn't matter. You're going to do 1 pound per person. Add that up, and then tack on 4 to 5 pounds for leftovers, okay? Don't worry about roasting it. Now, I say that easily because Victor's in charge of the turkey at our house. He does such an amazing job. Oh, my God, it's so good. But I have done a turkey in the past as well, and here's how you do it. Don't worry about roasting it. You're not going to screw it up. Pretend it's just a big chicken. Show no fear. Shove that puppy in the oven, okay? Honestly, here's what I do. I douse mine in some olive oil, put some salt and pepper on it. You baste it once an hour or so till it's done, and people rave about it, okay, guys? So if I can do it, folks, so can you. Next up, this is a big one, okay, because this is something that's easily taken care of. The side dishes and the fun extras, you know, like the desserts and the snacks and the appetizers. I got one word for you when it comes to the side dishes, gang. Delegate. Seriously, give each and every one of your guests a side dish to do, or not even a side dish, a flower arrangement or a decoration to create, and then watch your Thanksgiving dinner come together beautifully with literally, I'm kidding, I'm not kidding, guys, almost zero stress. You know, it's a little bit of effort, zero stress. And think about it. Every one of your guests is going to want to bring something as a gift to the household, just saying, thank you for having me over. What better gift than a side dish to be included on the table? Have one relative in charge of potatoes. My sister is legendary on the potatoes. She's totally in charge of that. She also does this gluten-free stuffing. We've got a couple people in the household who enjoy the gluten-free. Holy God, it's good. And she spends all this time on it. It's amazing. I also have a rule where carbohydrates don't count on Thanksgiving Day. So it gets just finally a little scary, magnificently scary when it comes to the carb intake. But there it is. Have another relative on, you know, in charge of a salad, on yams. You get the point. You get the point. Your table is stuffed with fabulous food. Your stove burners aren't doing quadruple overtime. You know, your little meter outside the house is going spinning like crazy. It's a win-win in my book. Next up, the desserts. I have very simple rules regarding desserts at Thanksgiving. Number one, more is better. And number two, carbs don't count. All right? Carbs don't count. I'm a huge fan of the, do not mock me, 4 or more desserts for this fabulous holiday. I have wonderful family that loves to linger around the table, you know, long after the kids take off. And I find that 4 separate desserts combined with some super strong coffee to make those calories melt away, it's my story and I'm sticking to it, is just exactly the ticket to keep the conversation going for easily an hour after the turkey's put away. It's fabulous. Here's what you do. one super chocolatey one, one low-carb one, like a low-carb cheesecake, maybe some brownies or something with a fruit, like a pumpkin pie type thing, or a pumpkin, something pumpkin has to be at the table. It can be like a pumpkin. They've done tarts. I've seen pumpkin cake, pumpkin pies. You get the point. Beautiful stuff. Do it. It's all good. And I want to hear from all of you with regards to your top go-to moves. I've heard from people who set the table the day before, which is so brilliant. I wish I was organized enough to do that. I've heard from people who, you know, either they're going to have people sleeping in that night, they take care of everything, you know, a week in advance for what they're doing. It's brilliant. I love this stuff. Here's the next thing, and I need your opinion on this. How much time do we have? We got about 30 seconds. No, we got about a minute. This is going to be an informal poll. This is something I'm hearing about more and more, because my goal for all of you is to have not only a Thanksgiving that isn't crazy expensive, but one that's also more stress-free. Biggest stressor in my house is the turkey, and I'm hearing from more people than ever. Each year I get their opinion. More people than ever who are ordering a turkey ready-made from the supermarket, ready-cooked, ready to go, ready to serve, and they're picking it up. I have heard nothing but rave reviews. Not one horror story yet in the whole bunch. This could be something big, because I'm a rotisserie chicken addict. My family would hardly eat if we didn't have rotisserie chickens going on at least twice a week. So it seems a natural step up, a natural evolution in the house of Chris to maybe think about doing a store-bought, ready-made, ready-baked, delicioso turkey ready to go. Now, my house, I'm not kidding, guys. Don't mock me. I'm doing like a 20-pound turkey. We got a ton of people coming. I don't even know if they do 20-pound turkeys at the supermarket, but I'm guessing that they do, and I want your opinion. Ready-made, store-bought, baked turkeys. Yay or nay? Find me at brilliantfrugalliving.com. Text me, 610-844-4913. Yay or nay? I need your opinion. I need your help. I need your guidance. Do we do it? Do we not do it? Apparently, the price isn't half bad. It cuts down on huge on the stress. All you need to do is set the table, have your friends and family bring the side dishes. It's a beautiful thing. Guys, hang out for a minute. We'll be right back right after this.
Cheap is small, and not too
The following ad contains shocking material. Listener discretion is advised. Is someone in your family playing a dangerous game of Russian roulette? Over 43,000 people die a year from drug overdose. 120 people a day. 5 people every hour. 1 person every 12 minutes. 88,000 people die every year from alcohol abuse. Over 240 people a day, 10 an hour, 1 person every 6 minutes. Somebody you know may be next. Learn how to help someone you love get away from the drugs, alcohol, and bad influences. With the FMLA, people can take a leave of absence from their job and still keep it. Call now and learn how we can help you.
800-287-7891. 800-287-7891. That's 800-287-7891.
You like business content? I mean, if you didn't like business content, you wouldn't be listening to this show, right? What if I can give you even more of what you like? Now, we've never met, but I'm willing to bet you are very busy. Between your work, family, and outside commitments, this little car ride is your time to catch up on your favorite show. But do you always get to tune in? Exactly. Well, now there's a business club with you in mind. BizVod is the place for business videos on demand. We have partnered with this show to provide you more of the content you like. The best part? It's all on demand. That means you can log in anytime from any device and watch shows that answer all of your business questions. For a limited time, you can try it for free for 30 days. Simply go to bizvod.com and enter promo code radio. That's BIZVOD.com, promo code radio.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Biz Talk Radio. Send us your feedback by emailing info@biztalkradio.com, or you can send us comments via the Biz Talk Radio app.
And we are back with the Kristen Agopian Show. I've been looking so forward to getting this interview over the airwaves. We're here in the Philadelphia area. You know this. Jim Thorpe is a huge name around here. We have a town nearby named Jim Thorpe. Little do people know the story behind the great man who is Jim Thorpe. That story is about to come to life courtesy of Angelina Jolie, no less, who is so good at just bringing all these amazing characters to life and bring them to the big screen. Behind that scene is an amazing writer who I've had the great pleasure of connecting with in the past, Bob Wheeler, who was instrumental in helping bring this story to the big screen, and he joins us via our newsmaker line. How are you doing, Mr. Wheeler?
Doing great, Kristen. How are you doing today?
I am doing great. I've been looking so forward to this. Please jump right in. Tell all of our listeners, if you would, about this new movie coming up and your part in it, how you got involved with the movie, and why you wrote the book that so many people should go out there and just read it right now.
Thanks, Kristen. I'm honored to be on your program, and I'm very grateful. I think for a lot of the listeners, the name of Jim Thorpe is over 100 years ago when he was in his prime. So as a very quick intro, I just thought I would just say a little bit about Jim. He is a native of Oklahoma, member of the Sac and Fox Indian Nation. And to bring it closer to the present time, in the year 2000, he was voted the greatest athlete of the 20th century by Wide World of Sports. This is, you know, giving you the background is going to be indicative of why I got interested in doing the story, because he was a world-class athlete. Are you ready for this? In 28 different sports. He's the only athlete to win the Olympic gold medal in the five-event pentathlon in the 1912 Olympics. And later in the same Olympics, he won the 10-event decathlon. Later, he was a co-founder and first president of the National Football League. And while he was the president of the league, Kristen, he was a three-time world champion as a player. He enlisted in World War II at the age of 57. And after that service, he was known as Acapamata, a Sac and Fox word meaning caregiver, because of the thousands of Native Americans for whom he was able to find employment. So what an incredible life and what an inspiring life. And I just feel blessed to be part of the movie that's going to bring this to the screen and to the homes and the eyes and ears of millions of people around the world. His interest was piqued, his life story, in my mind, thanks to my dad, who loved history and especially the lore of the American Indian. And for my 10th birthday present, he gave me a book called 100 Greatest Sports Heroes by Mac Davis. And I remember reading the book and then asking my dad, why would Babe Ruth and Bobby Jones and Jack Dempsey and all these great athletic heroes, why did they put a Paul Bunyan type figure in this history book? And he said, what do you mean? I said, I never heard of Jim Thorpe, and yet in this book says he was a world-class athlete in 28 different sports. And my patient dad, who loved history, as I said no, that he was a real person. So the story resonated with me, and then when I went to college, wanted to do a master's thesis in history on the life of Jim Thorpe. So I spent the next 2 years hitchhiking 12,000 miles. I knew that I might not have learned the craft of writing, but I knew that Jim's contemporaries, some of them were over 100 years of age, and I didn't know how to push a record button on a tape recorder. So I interviewed the members of Jim's family. I interviewed President Eisenhower, President Reagan, Burt Lancaster, and 200 other of his contemporaries. And that's how I got interested in that. And so when I wrote the book, I couldn't sleep at night after that because I felt that there were so many indices of this monumental injustice that was done to him, because his Olympic gold medals were illegally stripped from him. His name was erased from the record books by the International Olympic Committee because as a youngster, he had played summer baseball for $2 a week for expense money back in the early 1900s. He did not know that he was committing an infraction because that made him a professional. Still in all, I felt that there were rules that were ignored, the International Olympic Committee. And so at this time, I was married, Dr. Florence Ridlon, and the two of us formed the Jim Thorpe Foundation. We got 3.5 million signatures. We got a congressional resolution passed. We got a postage stamp, a commemorative stamp issued in his name. And yet that did not convince the International Olympic Committee to change their minds. So after months researching in the Library of Congress, my wife found a document that the International Olympic Committee said did not exist, and it was the rules and regulations for the 1912 Olympics, and in it it said, unless you act within 30 days to press charges against an athlete, you cannot do that. And so with that one rule, we then went to William Simon, the Secretary of the Treasury, and Edward Bennett Williams, who at the time was the owner of the Orioles and the Redskins, and they took on the case for us pro bono, and that convinced the International Olympic Committee to restore Jim Thorpe's Olympic gold medals and his name to the record books. And the final chapter in this odyssey was an amazing blessing that occurred 5 years ago when a filmmaker by the name of Abraham Taylor contacted me. And again, Kristen, this is after 40 years of movie producers contacting me and wanting to do a movie on Jim Thorpe. Well, Abraham was dedicated to do it. He was convinced that he wanted to make it this historical movie. And so the movie is partially based on my book. And Abraham has given Flo and I the opportunity to provide historical notes and feedback for the script. But it's he's put together a dream combination, as you mentioned, Angelina Jolie. And he's also has Sterling Harjo, a co-writer. And we were, again, blessed to meet the young man who has been picked to play Jim Thorpe. His name's Martin Sensmeyer. And Flo and I were introduced to him at the National Archives last month when we gave a presentation to 108 to 12-year-old in a sleepover at the National Archives on the life of Jim Thorpe, and it was an amazing experience. And we were so impressed not only with Martin's physical preparation but with his mental preparation as well. I think he's going to do an amazing job.
I can't wait to see that. It all was started by you. That must be an incredible feeling. And I knew the time was going to fly. We're going to have you back for another segment, but I know in this segment, you wanted to graciously acknowledge some of the other people on your team. You had a few names that you wanted to call out over the air. You go right ahead with those.
Bless you. Dr. Matthew Guidry, H. William Bergfeld III, Thomas P. O'Neill, Speaker of the House, Honorable Robert H. Michael, Ron Andrade, Bob Best, Joe Boyle, Bill Bradley, Ray Briscuso, John Brody, Louis Bruce, Jim Campbell, Bob Cousy, Richard Danker, Frank Dooley, Ralph Guglielmi, Joe Giffray, LaDonna Harris, Jim Howard, Willard Hyde, Bruce Jenner, Rafer Johnson, Sonny Jurgensen, Eddie Mazeek, Peter McCormick, Billy Mills, Bobby Mitchell, Don Nichols, Grayson Noli, Jennings Randolph, Catherine Redcorn, Jim Ridlon, Frank Saponaro, Martin Seneca, Bill Stanley, Carl Philip Thorpe, and Morris K. Udall, letting me honor those people who, without their dedication and their prayers, Jim Thorpe's honors never would have been restored.
Fantastic. Guys, the book is Bob Wheeler's. He's the author of Jim Thorpe, World's Greatest Athlete. Get the book, read the book, know the book. It's an amazing story about to come to the big screen, courtesy of Angelina Jolie and Mr. Wheeler. And hang out, guys. We'll be right back right after this.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. 800-670-2142. That's 800-670-2142.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
The economy is booming. So how do you take advantage of the bullish market? Keep listening to Biz Talk Radio.
Online at biztalkradio.com.
And we are back with the Kristen Agopian Show. Half past the hour. You know what that means. It's time for another fabulous episode of Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate with the incredibly well-prepared gentleman to my right, John Harriott. Look at all this stuff you have with you. Welcome, Pop.
Well, you know, I think we've got an obligation to the listeners to what they're going to be tuning into us, and we need to come prepared.
Good stuff. You certainly did. When it comes to today's real estate market, you think, oh, last week I had all the numbers, and here's what's going on here and there. Well, guess what? It's a new week, and there's new numbers every single week, and it just always helps to know how that's going to affect you, whether you're buying or selling or renting or flipping or whatever you're doing. Here's another dose of fabulous real estate info for you. It's all good.
Exactly right. So let's talk a little bit about some national trends and some national numbers.
Very good.
And first of all, I'm going to talk again about something that is a subject near and dear to my heart. And people will hear me say this, I think, just about every week when they tune in and I'm on your show, Chrissy, that the best time you will have to buy a house for the rest of your home buying lifetime is now.
That's amazing. It's very empowering, but it can be very intimidating as well.
Yep.
To
now,
hear that.
The opportunity is not as good as it was 6 months ago.
No,
it's
true.
Not as good as it was a year ago. But it's still better than it's going to be 6 months from now and better than it's going to be a year from now.
The whole idea is you read the trends. You see what the numbers are doing in your neighborhood, wherever you are. You know, talk to people who've done the, you know, who've gone through the process. Talk to people, talk to realtors, talk to whoever's out there, and they'll give you the same stuff that Dad's giving you here that, it might be a little intimidating, but the numbers are all working in your favor to jump in there, you know, now as opposed to a year from now.
Yeah, exactly right. And there's two basic reasons for that. Number one is mortgage interest rates have gone up a lot in the last year.
Oh, yeah.
A lot, relatively speaking. Now, I recall a more normal mortgage market being 6.5, 7, 7.5, even 8%.
Could you imagine?
Or higher.
What would happen if suddenly people woke up tomorrow and they found out that mortgage rates were at like 7%? We've gotten so spoiled by the generation of incredibly, or a half generation of incredibly low interest rates. Can you imagine if we ever went back to 7%, which is more normal than anything?
A lot of thumb sucking and whining and curling up in the fetal position.
More chocolate.
Yeah, more chocolate. There you go.
There you go.
But a couple of myths holding back home buyers, folks, because somebody might be saying, well, you know, I'd like to, maybe interest rates are going to come back down.
Yeah.
Ain't going to happen, folks.
I agree.
Ain't
going to
happen. Interest rates only have one way to go, and that's up. With the way the economy is roaring along, the Federal Reserve's mandate is to keep inflation to a reasonable number.
Yep.
I wish they were trying to keep it to 1% instead of 2%, or maybe even less, but that's their job, so they are going to be raising interest rates.
Yep.
So here's a couple of other myths that people use to hold themselves back, and there's no reason for it. But a lot of people, Chrissy, will say, I need a 20% down payment for my house. So if I want to buy a typical $300,000 house, which is a kind of a basic entry-level house, I need $60,000 plus closing, and I haven't got $60,000.
No, not that much in assets or anything. It's true. It's intimidating.
What was that old TV show, The Gong Show? If you gave the wrong answer, you got gonged and escorted off. So if I had a gong ringer right now, I'd be gonging.
That's right.
That statement. And no, you don't need a 20% down payment. There are programs available. For example, there's Federal Housing Administration programs available for 3.5% down or 3% down. And actually now there are starting to creep back into the lending portfolio a number of programs for 0% down. Now, I got some mixed feelings about these.
I'm with you.
If somebody puts 0% down on a house and prices all of a sudden take a downturn, and they're going to say, well, you know what, this is worth less now than it was when I bought it. So, okay, Mr. Lender, here's the keys. I'm out of here.
Exactly.
Because that's exactly what happened back in 2008, 2009, 2010.
Yep.
So that's got the downside, too. So you really need to tread carefully on that. But the myth that you need a 20% down payment is absolutely not true. In fact, I think more than half of the mortgage loans that are granted are probably for that 3-3.5% range. So how do you find out about all these things, folks? You find yourself a very, very good realtor.
Yes.
And I always recommend that you interview at least two, preferably three or four. And how do you do that? Well, I'd say call a well-known local real estate office. I'm with Keller Williams. I'm a strong believer in the Keller Williams franchises nationwide. Call a Keller Williams office and say, look, here's my situation. I'm a first-time buyer. I'd like to have somebody come speak to me who is a very, very good home first-time buyer realtor and have them send somebody out. Do the
Absolutely.
Same thing with some of the other prominent realtors in your area. Ask them for their program. And if when you say program and how can you help me, they get that 5,000-yard stare, then say, well, thank you very much for coming out, but I don't think we'll be doing business.
Right.
Now. But there's a lot of puts and takes, and realtors are trained to take care of that. Another recommendation, and every time I do say this, I catch heck from my fellow realtors, but I would never do business with somebody who has been in the business for less than 5 years.
That's understandable. I mean, there's all this brand new, especially with the house prices. You know, now we've got such a strong, robust real estate market. You've got a whole brand new little crop of realtors out there who have never known a stagnant or a down or whatever or rough times in the real estate market. You need someone who's been through the trenches just a bit, and that requires years of experience.
Yep, exactly right. Now, the only way I would do business or recommend doing business with somebody who is in the business less than 5 years is if they're being very closely supervised
Yep.
by somebody who's been in the business for a long time. Maybe they're a member of a team. Team member has been in the business for 10, 15, 20 years. But be very, very careful because there's a lot of turnover in the real estate business. Now the times are good in real estate.
Mm-hmm.
You got lots of people coming into the business. When the market shifts, and it will, you need to have somebody who does have the experience and been through a downturn or two
Yep.
who can guide you the right way. But you definitely do not need a 20% down payment in order to buy that house.
And I feel like that's one of the biggest deterrents that people find. They put the, you know, they're not quite knowledgeable on it. There has been a prevalent myth for people forever that you need that 20% down. And it's certainly Yep. not a bad idea, but it's Mm-hmm. certainly not by any stretch of the imagination necessary. You can do it with a lot less.
Yep. And here's another myth. I need a 780 credit score or higher to buy.
I don't know anybody, and we talked about this with your local broadcast as well here in the Philadelphia area. I don't know anybody from the most disciplined financial households to the least that has anything close to the credit score that they want right now. We have all been battered and bruised by the Great Recession, and we are very gratefully looking at the Great Recession in the rearview mirror now. We're on an upswing in just about Mm-hmm. every single way.
Yep.
But a credit score takes longer to bounce back from. So if your credit score isn't where you want it to be, guess what? You're not alone, and the banks dig that. They get it, and they will work with you to make sure you get in the house you want to.
Yep. For example, if you have got a credit score of at least 600, you can probably get a mortgage.
That's amazing.
You can probably get a mortgage. 650 to 700? Yeah, pretty doggone certain you can get a mortgage.
Good stuff.
700 to 750? Chances are 85, 90% you can get a mortgage. But
that's great.
Again, you need to get that good realtor who's got the relationship with the good lender, and they can get you qualified for a mortgage.
Well,
now, don't take on more than you'd be comfortable with.
No, definitely not.
Now, somebody will take a look at you and say, oh, my God, you qualify for $750,000.
I know.
And then when they pick you up off the floor.
I know. And you bring up such a good point. Stick with a house, honestly. Now, you're going to be able to afford much more square footage in a home compared to what you may be renting right now. If you're currently spending $1,500 a month on rent and you look and see what kind of a house that can afford you and you're thinking to yourself, oh, my gosh, I can get, you know, triple the square footage, that sort of thing. When you plug in your salary and your credit score and your savings and what you're willing to put down, you're going to get a number, I can almost guarantee you, that will, you're like, oh my God, I can afford a $500,000 house. Yeah, the numbers may say that, but I want you to stick with a monthly payment that matches what you're paying right now that you're comfortable with. You'll be so much happier down the road. It's all good.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, we'll devote a whole program to this, or a whole segment of this, in the not-too-distant future again. But one of my favorite topics of how to get into the real estate market real cheap is the fixer-upper.
Oh, yeah.
Love fixer-uppers.
I'm right there with you. Love one, got one,
Chrissy's
still love
mom
it.
And I did that twice. Two out of the three homes we bought in our married life
That's
have been
right.
fixer-uppers.
Good stuff.
And Chrissy and her husband took the great-great-grandmother of all fixer-uppers
I learned from the best and tackled it with this one
ago.
Here. And it fulfills every single theory about fixer-uppers with regards to how, you know, it affects your income, your investment level, everything else going on there. We are a bit of a comedic real estate success story with our fixer. And no
mm-hmm.
doubt you've got funny stories as well that you probably kept from the kids.
Oh, yeah.
Certainly most of the
mm-hmm.
swear words you kept from
yep.
the kids while you were mm-hmm. doing yours. But, yeah, I'm a huge fan of the fixers. They're fantastic.
Yes, they are. are. Now, the question I get a lot is, well, John, what's going to be happening with home values? Now, are we going to be falling off a cliff again like we did back in 2006, 2007?
A lot of people are curious about that.
Yep, I don't think so. There are several organizations that predict home prices over the next several years.
Mm-hmm.
National Association of Realtors, my trade organization being
right.
one, Fannie Mae, the big mortgage bank, Freddie Mac, another big mortgage bank, MBA, the Mortgage Bankers Association. These people all do predictions.
Mm-hmm.
of what home prices are going to be over the next several years. And they're all predicting solid appreciation. 2018, they're predicting over 5%. 2019, over 4%. 2020, over 3%. And by the way, the average annual rate of appreciation for homes in the United States and Canada has been right at 3.5%, 3.6%.
That's for healthy.
Years and years and years. Now, granted, 2008 to 2012,
yeah.
we were falling off a cliff. But if you take a look at that long-term trend line, we're coming right back into that 3.5%. So, for example, what does that mean? Well, it means that if you believe these projections, and I believe they're what we call directionally correct, if you buy a house for $300,000 now, that house is probably going to be worth 25% more in 5 years.
That's a great feeling.
And if it's worth 25% more in 5 years, that house would be selling for $375,000, not $300,000.
Yep.
And guess who has $75,000 more on their net worth?
Exactly right.
And guess who can get a home equity line of credit there if you need to buy a
mm-hmm.
car or send a kid off to college? Or if you just want to sell that house and buy a bigger one and
That's
move
right.
on up and kind of be dealing with the American dream. So, folks, the very, very best time for the rest of your home buying lifetime to buy that house and make that move up buy it right now. And, Chrissy, I see we're about out of time.
Time flies, gang. We'll be right back right after this.
Cheap and small.
The following ad contains shocking material. Listener discretion is advised. Is someone in your family playing a dangerous game of Russian roulette? Over 43,000 people die a year from drug overdose. 120 people a day. 5 people every hour. 1 person every 12 minutes. 88,000 people die every year from alcohol abuse. Over 240 people a day. 10 an hour. 1 person every 6 minutes. Somebody you know may be next. Learn how to help someone you love get away from the drugs, alcohol, and bad influences. With the FMLA, people can take a leave of absence from their job and still keep it. Call now and learn how we can help you.
800-287-7891. 800-287-7891. That's 800-287-7891.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself. But come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done. Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
If you are an entrepreneur, small business owner, want to bepreneur, or just looking to manage your assets, you found the right place. Biz Talk Radio.
And we are back with the Kristen Nagopian Show. It's been an awesome show today, gang. And I know we're focusing on a whole bunch of different things right now, but I want to circle back to Thanksgiving. We talked before the break about all the various ways you can save some time and some stress and some serious cash. That's what I'm talking about. You guys are working harder than ever. You are throwing yourself, you know, full force into this amazing economy. You're working all these hours. You're loving the pay. It's all good. I'm with you. But you need a little time to decompress. Thanksgiving is not about freaking out. It's not about stressing out. It's about hanging out with your family. And let's face it, when you're hanging out with the people that you love, you could have a pizza sitting there at the dining room table and you'd still talk just as long. You'd still have just as good a time. I want this Thanksgiving to be special for you, for the people around the table, for the laughter to, you know, when you're laughing with the cousins you haven't seen for a while, or you're there with your folks, if you're, you know, blessed to have a lot of family nearby, and you walk away from the table and your face is hurting by the time you're done because you were laughing so hard. Those are the Thanksgivings to remember. And it's got nothing to do with the food. It's got nothing to do with the China. It's got nothing to do with all the bells and whistles everybody's telling you so important. It's all about the priceless, priceless idea of having family and friends close by. That's why the original, you know, pilgrims did it all those hundreds of years ago. God bless them and their sacrifice. Honor them and show them that you remember their sacrifices by just knowing the reason for the season. It's pure thanks. List all the things you're thankful for. Dig into that sweet potato pie. Have some fun with it, guys. I'm very proud of all of you. The stories I'm hearing from everybody. You guys all know the reason for the season. Remember to just, you know, put it front and center when you're prepping all the stuff on Thanksgiving Day. Now, here's something I wanted to make sure we covered in this show, because it's something that is hot on the heels of Thanksgiving. And finally, I'm rubbing that little vein in the middle of my forehead here. Black Friday. Holy God. I tell you what, if it was a drinking game, the Black Friday ads that I'm already seeing, you know, we're barely out of Halloween. We're hog deep into Christmas at this point for all the stuff I'm seeing out there. Black Friday? Oh, my dear God. I mean, honest to God, braver people than me are planning on being out there on Black Friday. So I wanted to put some feelers out there and see what you guys are planning on doing. And I need some advice here. When we're talking about Black Friday, yes, I'm the first to admit there are some good deals going out there. But I want you to remember something, okay? Number one, the times are always constantly changing, and Black Friday is not the only place to get some great deals. If you are brave enough to go out on Black Friday, be safe, Do it smart. Every year, you see those videos the day afterwards of people just acting like nutballs. You know, and security cameras are everywhere. Please, if you go out on Black Friday, be aware that security cameras have got you covered. Complete 360 going on here. So, you know, treat your fellow people with respect. Be safe. But I want you to think of a couple other things with regards to Black Friday. You know, and this is as we're just putting the finishing touches on trying to get a Thanksgiving table on the dinner, okay? There are others more organized than myself. And you're already doing, I'm hearing, like deep knee bends in anticipation of Black Friday. So if you're one of those brave souls anticipating some Black Friday hand-to-hand combat with the other shoppers while you're still digesting a pound of turkey and sweet potatoes and croissants and a monster helping of desserts off the dessert tray, you're not alone. There's a lot of people out there doing that. So here are some holiday shopping tips that will have your gift list wrapped up on Black Friday without being one of the, I don't know, one of the casualties of war in Black Friday mode. Okay, rule number one, remember that it's called Black Friday and not Black Thursday. Don't get me wrong. I utterly respect a retailer's need to exercise all options to stay afloat. Okay, when a hardworking retailer jumps into the shiny boat of Black Thursday, opening their doors on Thanksgiving Day with spectacular sales, they're simply trying to get an edge over their competition and keep their staff employed. There is nothing wrong with that. I raise my hat to it. If you find it completely necessary, maybe due to work schedules, whatever, by all means, join them with abandon. But keep in mind that no human being ever left this earth feeling like they should have spent less time around the Thanksgiving table with loved ones and more time gift shopping. Okay, just putting that out there. Rule number two, when it comes to jumping into this holiday shopping, remember your best shopping buddy, your laptop. Okay, gang, the days of fighting over parking spaces only to wrestle into an overcrowded mall so you can argue over the last overpriced bell-encrusted reindeer sweater. You know what I'm talking about? They're over. Instead, I'm starting to dig this, you guys. I love going out and meeting with people as much as anybody. You know, I love getting a little fresh air, but I'm telling you what, another option, plan B, grab a cup of coffee, put on some Christmas music, and do your shopping online in a fraction of the time. For kids' gifts, remember also, not just online shopping, but Craigslist. For kids, oh my God, I'm going to do a ton of Craigslisting again. Gorgeous toys, clothes, bikes, books, you name it, it's all waiting for you, and usually about 90% off retail. For adults, give a look to Craigslist as well. The stuff I have bought on Craigslist for adults, antique china, a beautiful crystal, cashmere sweaters, jewelry, antique books, it's all out there on Craigslist, and I highly recommend it. Your local Goodwill, also a gold mine of gift goodies. They are really taking it to the next step. I am loving my local Goodwill, and you know I've always loved it, but it is absolutely gorgeous. Also, when it comes to electronics, this seems to be one of the biggest shopping things on the list this year, electronics for the people you love. If you are buying for anyone over the age, or I beg your pardon, if you're buying for anyone under the age of 18, all right, please remember that last year's, you know, must-have overpriced gizmo is now available on eBay or Craigslist for easily 50% off. And it's one of the lightest gifts on earth, meaning low shipping costs. Here's a side note. If there's anyone who's ready to go hog wild insane with stress this holiday season, I'm already seeing it on the street, it's your local delivery guys. Holy God, I don't know how they're going to handle the shipping that they are anticipating having to handle. Be nice to them. You know, let them buy when you're driving through town. You see these, you know, shipping trucks, whatever. Give them a break. Let them in. Let them make the left-hand turns in front of you. All right. Maybe give them a little shout out, little, you know, jaunty salute as you're, you know, in a convenience store buying coffee, whatever it is. But give them a local break. You know, give your local drivers a serious break. Let them go by. Let them drive by. Let them get home to their families safe because they're working like crazy people. Here's the big thing. I got to get this in. Remember how you felt last January when the credit card bills started rolling in? Okay, you might fall into the group that opened their January credit card bills with these shaky hands. You're looking at it. Oh, my God. Or you could be part of the group that opens your bills without a care in the world. You're looking at the amount due. You're cackling with glee because it's so low. You're woo, woo. You're stirring the pot dance, going from the mailbox back to the house. You work hard, folks. I want you to fall into that second category. I want this to be a beautiful, amazing holiday season coming up without breaking the bank. So this year, make sure your Thanksgiving and your Black Friday means that your books are in the black by the end of the day as well. Guys, the time has flown and I need your opinions on this stuff too. You guys are amazing. You are shopping ninjas and you know it. I want all of your good advice, all of the things that have worked, the things that haven't worked. Let's make a show out of it. Find me at brilliantfrugalliving.com and until next week, save those pennies, pay with cash, and you all stay frugal out there.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609. Or at biztalkradio.com. This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.